Oh, you know what it must be? It must be racism on the part of President Obama. Jerry Bader Show 936. Well, yeah, President Obama must hate black presidents because he's basically repealing Obamacare. Well, that's what we heard, right? If you think Obamacare is bad for America, it's because you hate President Obama because he's a black man. So now he has unilaterally, piece by piece, repealed it. Now, apparently, including, if you missed it, we just talked about it, the individual mandate. There was a provision tucked in something last week that nobody really noticed that essentially all you have to do is say that it would be bad for you to have to get health insurance because you can't afford it, and you're exempt for 2 years from the individual mandate. Why? Because all sorts of people were going to start getting hit with the penalty in 2015. And Republicans were going to be quick to point that out. He is taking the most extraordinary, in my opinion, extra-constitutional actions ever seen to protect his party in the fall. Because they simply are going to lose probably the Senate. And he knows that. And he knows it's because of Obamacare. Here's what I believe. I believe senators, particularly those vulnerable in conservative, reddish states, are going to the administration and saying, for the love of God, do something. We're going to get killed. You have got to mitigate the damage here the best that you can. And that is what he's trying to do. Is, and a friend who continues to disagree with me on strategy on this points out, yeah, this will just get delayed for as long as they can. Agreed, if Republicans don't do something. Republicans have got to point out what's going on here. Look, they are unconstitutionally changing a law, a bad law, their law, to protect themselves in November. I agree. But what this illustrates, look, if you're a liberal right now, if you're listening right now and you're a liberal, you must be crushed. President Obama is doing to your law what you called Republicans racist for trying to do. Stop it. And this is why they are in such a bind. How do they call the president out for stopping something they want stopped? I think what you have to do is say, look, as long as the president is doing this, let's not screw around. I think they should take every action he has taken. Nothing more, nothing less. Take every action he has taken and codify it into law, and instead of 2 years, indefinitely. And force Democrats to vote against it. Because right now, they're invisible. They want nothing. You're not hearing any Democrat talk about Obamacare at all who's running in the Senate. None. They're terrified of it. Here's another point. Why do they need the president to offer them this? Because he sure as hell can't campaign for them. Also, Wall Street Journal, NBC News poll. Obama's approval ratings hit all-time low. President Obama is struggling to overcome widespread pessimism that the economy and deep frustration with Washington, notching the lowest job approval ratings of his presidency in a new Wall Street Journal, NBC News poll. The results suggest Mr. Obama could weigh on fellow Democrats in midterm elections this fall. In other words, he is a liability, which means he's going to be invisible, particularly in the conservative states that will play a large role in deciding whether his party retains its Senate majority. His job approval ticked down to 41% in March from 43% in January, marking a new low. Some 54% disapproved of the job he's doing, matching a previous high from December, when the botched rollout of his signature health law played prominently in the news. The latest survey also showed the lowest ever approval in Journal NBC polling for Mr. Obama's handling of foreign policy. The findings come amid dissatisfaction with all elected leaders, including Republicans and Democrats. In fact, Democrats still poll better than Republicans, but the GOP leads slightly when the public is asked which party should control Congress. While fortunes could change in the months before November, and they certainly could, Mr. Obama's power to help his party's candidates appear limited. said Republican pollster Bill McIntyre, who directs the Journal NBC poll with Democrat Fred Yang. The president is being taken off the field as a Democratic positive. These numbers would suggest that beyond his behind-the-scenes fundraising, it's hard to imagine the president on the road and hard to imagine where he would campaign. He's going to be a non-factor in critical midterms. They're not, Democrats are not going to have anything to do with him. Let me predict this. Mary Burke is not going to be seen with Barack Obama. By the way, we need to get to that later in the show, too. She's had her worst week ever, and it's only Wednesday. But we're going to get to that later in the show. Jason says, welcome to politics, Ms. Burke. Yeah. And the Democratic pollster Yang admits, yeah, the wind is in their faces. He has left them hanging in that wind, is what he has done. And there is just, I'm telling you, there is nothing they can do. There's nothing, more importantly, he can do. All right. Moving now from Washington, D.C. to Madison. As you know, I predicted Democrats were going to use the war on women strategy in Wisconsin because they thought it was a winner. They have a female Democratic candidate for governor. They have female candidates in a couple of state Senate races. They felt this was a big winner for them. Even when the rest of the country started leaving it behind, now the rest of the country's picked up on it again. It's a toss between the two, income inequality and the war on women. It's the 1-2 punch the Democrats wanted to use in Wisconsin. Something fascinating happened on the floor of the state Senate yesterday. Debate was going on in the Senate on election bills, specifically the one, the bill that would change early voting hours. In 2011, you could vote early 3 weeks before an election. Up until that point, it was moved down to 2 weeks. The plan now would, under the proposal, early voting in clerk's offices would be limited to weekdays between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. Such a change would limit how Milwaukee, Madison, and other urban areas hold voter drives. That's 10 business days, 2 business weeks before the election. And election day. And somehow still, that's good. And by the way, it's still 7 o'clock at night. Really? It's a hardship to have to vote 2 weeks before the election, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And on election day. And why is it harder for minorities than it is for whites to vote in that 2-week period? Why is that more difficult? This just shows what a farce this is. That Democrats have ulterior motives here. Now, this is being debated on the floor of the Senate. State Senator Tim Carpenter, Milwaukee Democrat. Now, as you know, this is falsely being portrayed as racist, anti-minority, and so on. He takes on New Berlin Republican Senator Mary Lozick. Listen to this.
I know the senator from the 28th hates Milwaukee. She hates the poll workers. She hates that blacks and Latinos are coming out. What'd she say?
She said, I object, you arrogant, pompous ass, you. That's what she said. She said, I object. What a bleep hole. I mean, really. Jason, play that again, because my blood pressure isn't quite high enough.
I know the senator from the 28th hates Milwaukee. She hates the poll workers. She hates that blacks and Latinos are coming out. What'd she say?
This is all they have. This is the absolute intellectual bankruptcy. How does 10 business days, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., keep blacks, Latinos, or Martians from voting? How does it keep an alien from another galaxy from voting? You only need to live in Wisconsin 28 days. They could arrive here at warp speed. You arrive at warp speed, and you live here for 28 days, and then you can, vote. That's the whole 3-week thing. It encouraged that you could bus people in from other states, and it would be legal. They're just scoundrels. This is all they have. This is all they have. You're just a bunch of racists. That's all you are. You're just a bunch of that. You just hate black people. And he comes right out and says it. Of course, he's being called upon to apologize. Republican Senator Paul Farrell responded that Carpenter, owed Lazick an apology for his rude and reprehensive comments. A difference of philosophy doesn't give anyone the right to personally attack or make inflammatory and slanderous accusations regarding a legislator's legislative intentions, Farrell said. Today, Senator Carpenter not only lost his argument, he lost a lot of respect in the state Senate, Senator Alberta Darling said. Now, picture this, and this is where I started with the war on women. Imagine if a Republican said something like that to a female Democrat. Just imagine. Called her a racist because he disagrees with her on policy. All hell would break loose. That's exactly what would happen. So you go ahead and play your little war on women card. He can call a woman a flaming racist with no substantiation at all other than he disagrees with her politically. A bunch of atheists is taking on the mayor of Green Bay for inviting the Pope. We'll get to that in the next hour. It's 9:48.
The Jerry Bader Show.